Let's pray together. Most holy and most merciful Father, at once the God of nature and the God of all grace, our creator, preserver, redeemer of mankind, fill these, your servant and your handmaiden, with a sense of the seriousness of the vows they are about to make. May they look to you for your assistance and enter into this sacred covenant in humble dependence upon your enabling grace. Grant this, O Father, with the forgiveness of our sins, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Well, welcome, family and friends. We are gathered here this afternoon in worship of the true and living God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by his Spirit to bear witness of this solemn covenant, this holy covenant of marriage, the marriage of Abigail Suzanne Ling and Aubrey Franklin Bowles III. We're going to sing hymn number 269. Lift your hearts, your voices to heaven. Glorious things of thee are spoken. Number 79.
Yeah.
And all God's people say,
amen.
Please be seated. Please be seated. Marriage was instituted by the Creator as an ordinance of the covenant of creation. It was instituted to unite a man and a woman in the covenant bonds of holy matrimony. God Himself ordained marriage as the means of propagating the human race, providing companionship and mutual enjoyment of a man and a woman in a sexual relationship. Having created our first parent, Adam, from the dust of the ground, the Lord said, "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him." Thus God created woman of man's own substance and brought her to the man. Our Lord Jesus Christ honored marriage by his presence at the wedding in Cana of Galilee, recorded in the Gospel of John. And he confirmed it as a divine ordinance and a union not to be severed when he declared, "Therefore, what God has put together, let no man put separate," Matthew 19:6. Moreover, the Apostle Paul, under inspiration of the Holy Spirit, set forth the sacred and exalted nature of marriage when he likened it to the spiritual union that subsists between Christ and his church. It is to this sacred, solemn, spiritual uniting, marriage, under God's ordinance, that we come this afternoon. Who gives Abigail Ling to be joined to Aubrey Bowles III?
Her mother, Kelly Suzanne Ling. Her brothers, Joshua David Ling, Jonathan Caleb Ling, Christopher Duncan Ling, and Daniel Josiah Ling, and I, her father, Keith Allen Ling, do hereby give Abigail Suzanne Ling to Aubrey Franklin Bowles III. May the blessings of the triune God be upon this marriage.
Amen. Place her hand in his. Oh. From the beginning, God instituted marriage as a covenant of companionship. Yet the scripture informs us, instructs us that in that institution of that first marriage, there is a mystery. The one flesh relationship between a husband and wife is a picture of the spiritual or mystical union of the church with her head, the Lord Jesus Christ. Just as Jesus Christ is the head of the church, loves, cherishes, and nurtures his body, the church. And just as the church, Christ's body, loves, cherishes, and serves her head, Jesus Christ, so marriage is a living picture of this gospel reality, the only place in the universe where 1 + 1 = 1. And so the unity and oneness in marriage is perfected by God in the gospel of his Son and through the church, Christ's body. You see, beloved, that first pristine picture of beauty, order, holiness, and love was disrupted in God's garden by sin. Adam transgressed God's command and died, spiritually died, and all his offspring fell with him into slavery to the law of sin and death. The just punishment for sinning against a holy creator was to experience his wrath and curse against all ungodliness. And yet God made a promise. He promised to send the seed of a woman. And in the right time, Jesus Christ came into the world, came down from heaven into the world, born of woman, born under the law, in order that those who are in bondage to the law might be set free in the gospel of God's grace and enter into the realm of grace ruled by life. Jesus Christ, the righteous one who knew no sin, became sin for us in order that we might become the righteousness of God in him. He laid down his life on the cursed cross, bore the sins of his people, carried them away. He paid the debt and thus secured eternal life for all who believe in him. God, through Jesus Christ, reconciled the world to himself. And through that ministry of reconciliation came peace, oneness, unity. And beloved, here's the mystery. The scriptures say that the unity and oneness depicted in the husband's love for his wife and the wife's submission and reverence to her husband, in the mutual love and exclusive companionship of the one anothering in marriage, is dependent upon the grace of God. In Ephesians 5, Paul writes, verse 30, God says, because we are members of his body, therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is profound, and I am saying that it refers to Christ and the church. However, let each one of you love his wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. The Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 5 takes us all the way back to the beginning and demonstrates that in the institution of that first marriage, God is teaching a profound truth, a gospel ministry. We've frequently learn of the proto-evangelion, the first gospel in Genesis 3, but the gospel is in Genesis chapter 2. It's sheathed. It is sheathed. It is a mystery, and yet in the Lord Jesus Christ, that mystery is revealed. The institution of the first marriage, God is teaching a profound truth, a gospel ministry that has been revealed in the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ, who came not to be served, but to serve. To give his life a ransom for many. Who came to seek and to save the lost. Who came to bear your sin, to experience the wrath of God against all unrighteousness for you, to provide reconciliation for you between you and God the Father. Again, he who knew no sin became sin for us so that we might become in him the righteousness of God. Jesus came to reconcile you to God and to one another in his church, to unite you into one. We all know from experience the necessity of gospel unity in the church, and in some degree or the other have experienced disunity, the lack of oneness. And yet God in the first marriage, in the very early pages of Scripture, teach us that he is doing something very profound. Reconciling the world. Self and to one another in the Lord Jesus Christ. And here is the point that I want to be clear. In Christ alone may a person be reconciled to God. And all who are in Christ are reconciled to one another, brothers and sisters in Christ, or indeed one. Jesus loved the church and gave himself up for her. Jesus has made his church one with himself in order to present her spotless before the Father through the washing and renewing of the Holy Spirit by the cleansing of his gospel. Therefore, according to the scriptures, there is no such thing as forgiveness outside of Jesus Christ. There is no salvation apart from Jesus Christ. There is no reconciliation to God outside of Christ. And likewise, the scripture knows of no churchless follower of Jesus. In the same way, there's no fruitful, God-honoring marriage that is not centered in Christ and coupled to Christ's church. With this, I share a charge to the bride and groom. And let us reverently hear what the Scriptures, the Holy Bible, says concerning the duty of husbands to their wives and wives to their husband. God says, "Husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word. So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. Likewise, the wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as also Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body." What's underscored in this passage, what is highlighted in this charge, is that your relationship with each other in marriage and how you function in your God-prescribed roles, you as the husband and you as the wife, that the most important relationship in your relationship is knowing, learning, and loving Jesus Christ. Loving the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Serving him in faith and trust and reliance upon his grace. Serving him in faithful obedience on account of his redeeming love and work in you. There's also a charge to the church, family, and friends. This afternoon, it is Abigail and Aubrey III who come to unite in the bonds of holy marriage. And it is the church of Christ, the church of the living God, along with family and friends who have gathered here to stand as witnesses to the vows exchanged by these two. These two who are entering into the solemn covenant of marriage before God. And it is your responsibility, as witnesses of the vows of this covenant, is your responsibility to assist these two by encouragement and admonition in a ministry of accountability to the word of the living God. For both of these two, this family is a uniting of families into one. It's a day for Abigail and Aubrey III to constitute a new household. It's the constituting of a new headship under the Lord Jesus. And it's the day that Aubrey Franklin Bowles III takes up the servant's towel of headship for his family. Aubrey and Abigail marriage is a covenant of companionship. It is a bond in blood administrated under the pains of death, where you solemnly swear before God, therefore it is solemn, and it's a covenant before these witnesses. And we all are gathered here today to witness this covenant. Are each of you ready to enter into this sacred union and be joined in a lifelong covenant of companionship? Are you ready? All right. If you would turn and face each other, do you respond to these vows? Do you, Aubrey Bowles III, take Abigail Ling, whom you now hold by the hand, to be your lawful and wedded wife? And do you promise in the presence of God and these witnesses to be to her a faithful, loving, and devoted husband so long as you both shall live? Do you? Abigail Ling, do you take Aubrey Bowles III, whom you hold now by the hand, to be your lawful and wedded husband? And do you promise in the presence of God and all these witnesses to be to him a faithful, loving, and obedient wife so long as you both shall live? Do you?
I do.
Aubrey and Abigail, by grace, will each of you so promise the other to live with each other, to bear with one another in the love and unity set forth in the scripture, and as you have so vowed, as long as you both shall live, will you? What token does the groom present for this covenant? You would place the ring on her finger. Aubrey, and repeat after me. With this ring, I thee wed.
With this ring, I thee wed.
And with all my earthly possessions, I thee endow.
With all my earthly possessions, I thee endow.
With my unending love.
With my unending love.
And what sign does the bride present for this covenant? You place that on his finger. Repeat after me. With this ring, I thee wed.
With this ring, I thee wed.
And with all my earthly possessions.
And with all my earthly possessions.
I thee endow.
I thee endow.
With my unending love.
My unending love.
Let these rings be the sign of your plighted faith and the seal of your mutual and unending love. Beloved, let's bow together in prayer. O God of love, you have established marriage for the welfare and happiness of mankind. Yours was the plan, and only with you can we work it out with joy. You have said that it is not good for man to be alone. I will make a help meet for him. Now our joys are doubled, since the happiness of one is the happiness of the other. And our burdens are now halved when we share them. We divide the load. Dear Father, we would ask that you would bless Aubrey, bless him as a provider of nourishment and raiment, and sustain him in all the expectations and pressures of his daily battles. May Trey's strength be Abigail's protection, his character, her boast, and her pride. And may he so live that Abigail will find in him the haven for which the heart of a woman truly longs. Dear Heavenly Father, we would ask you to bless Abigail, give her tenderness that will make her great, a deep sense of understanding and great faith in you. Give her inner beauty of soul that never fades, that eternal youth that is found in holding fast the things that never age. Teach these two that marriage is not living merely for each other. It is two uniting and joining hands to serve you, Father. Give them a great spiritual purpose in life. May they seek the kingdom of God and your righteousness, and the other things shall certainly be added unto them. Loving you best, they shall love each other the more. And faithful unto you, faithful unto each other they will be. May they not expect that perfection of each other that belongs along to you. May they minimize each other's weaknesses, be swift to praise, and magnify each other's points of comeliness and strength, and see each other through a lover's kind and patient eyes. Now make such assignments to Trey and Abigail on the scroll of your will, as will bless them and develop their character as they walk together. Give them a little something to forgive every day, that they may grow in the grace of long suffering. Give them enough tears to keep them tender, enough hurts to keep them human, enough failures to keep their hands clenched tightly in yours, and enough success to make them sure they walk with you. May they never take each other's love for granted, but always experience that breathless wonder that exclaims, out of all this world, you have chosen me. Ah, Lord God, when life is done and the sun is setting, may they be found then as now, hand in hand, still thanking God for each other. May they serve you happily, faithfully together, until at last one shall lay the other into the arms of Jesus. And this we ask through Jesus Christ, the great lover of our souls. Amen. Amen. For as much as these persons have covenanted together in marriage, in accordance with the law of God, I do now pronounce them husband and wife after the ordinance of God. And therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate. Aubrey the Third, you may kiss Abigail, your wife. Hold it, hold it, hold. Now let us look to the Lord Jesus for his benediction and blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, both now and forevermore. Amen. Family and friends, I present to you Mr. and Mrs. Aubrey Bowles III.